公元前280年的一个夜晚。
One night in 280 BC.
埃及亚历山大港的海面上。
On the Sea of Alexandria, Egypt.
伸手不见五指。
Reach out, but can't see anything.
一艘巨大的皇家婚船正艰难地驶向港口。
A huge royal wedding ship was struggling to reach the harbor.
船上载着从欧洲娶来的新娘。
The ship carried a bride from Europe.
还有一众皇亲国戚。
There are also a number of royal family members and dignitaries.
这是托勒密王朝的一场政治联姻。
This is a political marriage within the Ptolemaic dynasty.
关乎到两个国家的结盟。
This relates to the alliance between two countries.
然而
However,
就在船即将抵达港口的瞬间
Just as the ship was about to reach the port,
船底传来了一声巨响
A loud noise came from the bottom of the ship.
巨轮触礁了
The ship ran aground.
汹涌的海水瞬间灌入了船舱
The surging sea instantly flooded the ship's cabin.
呼喊声
Shouting.
祈祷声
Prayer.
碎裂声在黑暗中交织成一首绝望的挽歌
The sound of shattering interweaves into a lament of despair in the darkness.
短短几分钟后
In just a few minutes.
这艘象征着帝国荣耀的船只
This ship, a symbol of imperial glory,
连同船上所有的生命
including all the life on the ship,
一同沉入了冰冷的海底
Together, they plunged into the cold sea.
无人声
No one.
生还。这场惨剧
This tragedy,
不仅震惊了朝野
not only shocked the court,
更让法老托勒密二世意识到一个致命的弱点。
This made Ptolemy Roman II even more aware of a fatal weakness.
作为当时世界上最繁忙
as the busiest at that time,
最繁华的港口之一
one of the busiest ports,
亚历山大港竟然没有一个能在黑夜中指引船只的标志。
Alexandria port actually has no sign that can guide ships at night.
为了让悲剧不再重演
In order to prevent the tragedy from happening again.
为了守护帝国的命脉
To safeguard the empire's lifeline.
他下了一道命令
He gave an order.
必须在地中海的入口处建造一座通天的光柱。
A pillar of light must be built at the entrance to the Mediterranean.
就是这道命令催生了一座屹立了1500年的世界奇迹。
This command gave rise to one of the world's wonders, which has stood for 1,500 years.
古代世界有七大奇迹。
There were 7 wonders of the ancient world.
埃及就占了两个。
Egypt has two.
一个是金字塔
One is a pyramid.
还有一个就是法罗斯灯塔
Another is the Pharaoh's lighthouse.
这座灯塔被选址在法罗斯岛东端
This lighthouse is located on the eastern end of Faroe Islands.
距岛岸约七米的一块礁石上
On a rock about 7 meters from the shore.
它不仅是一座灯塔
It is not only a lighthouse,
更是一个在当时看来不可思议的超级工程。负责设计的是希腊建筑师索斯特拉特，在那个楼房
More impressively, the super engineering project designed by Greek architect Sostrates was responsible for the construction of the building.
不过十几米的古代
However, the ancient ruins are only a few dozen meters in size.
他提出了一个近乎疯狂的构想。
He proposed a nearly insane idea.
造一座135米高的巨塔。
Build a 185-meter tall tower.
这个高度相当于现代40多层的大厦。
This height is equivalent to a modern 40-story building.
直到近代才被超越。
Until recently.
为了抵御海风和地震。
To resist the sea wind and earthquakes.
索斯特拉特采用了当时最顶尖的工艺。
Strap used the most advanced techniques at the time.
塔身由巨大的花岗石和石灰石砌成，石块之间。
The tower is made of large blocks of granite and limestone with spaces between the blocks.
用融化的铅水浇筑。
Pour with melted water.
使其严丝合缝。
Make it seamless.
坚不可摧。
Unbreakable.
这座巨塔分为三层。
This giant tower consists of three floors.
结构。
Structure.
极富想象力。
Very imaginative.
巨塔的底层是90多米高的方形机舱，里面藏着300多个房间。
The lower level of the skyscraper is a square machine room that is 19 meters high, containing 300 rooms.
既是仓库和机房。
Both the warehouse and the data center.
也是守卫者的营房。
Also the guards' quarters.
内部设有螺旋状的坡道。
It has a spiral-shaped ramp inside.
甚至还有原始的升降梯。
There are even primitive ladders.
用来把成吨的橄榄油运往顶层。
To transport tons of olive oil to the top.
中层是八角形的塔身。
The middle section is an octagonal tower body.
这独特的设计不仅美观。
This unique design is not only beautiful.
更能有效分散强风的冲击力。
More effectively disperse the impact of strong winds.
顶层是圆柱形的灯楼。
The top is a rounded, dome-shaped lantern.
这里安放着这座灯塔的心脏。
Here lies the heart of the lighthouse.
巨大的金属镜和昼夜不息的火焰。
Huge metal storks and day and night flames.
亚历山大灯塔最令人惊叹的并非它的高度。
The most impressive thing about the Alexandria Lighthouse is not its height.
而是它的黑科技。在灯塔内部有一面巨大的青铜凹面镜。
Instead, its high-tech features include a large copper concave mirror inside the lighthouse.
白天它反射日光，夜晚。
During the day, it reflects sunlight at night.
它将微弱的火盆光芒聚焦成一束巨大的光柱。
It focuses the faint glow of the fire pit into a huge beam of light.
史料记载
，Historical records，
这束光能在56公里之外的海面上清晰可见。
This beam of light can be clearly seen on the sea surface 56 kilometers away.
这在当时无异于神迹。
This was a miracle at the time.
水手们亲切地称它为地中海的火炬。
The sailors affectionately called it the torch of the Mediterranean.
关于这面镜子。
About this mirror.
还有一个充满戏剧性的传说。
There is also a dramatic legend.
据说这面镜子不仅能导航。
It is said that this mirror not only navigates,
还能作为武器。
Can also be used as a weapon.
有历史学家记载。
There are historical records.
它曾聚焦阳光，瞬间点燃了试图入侵的敌船的船帆。
He focused the sunlight to ignite the sails of the enemy ship invading the test route.
让来犯之敌
Let the enemy come.
在百米之外就化为了灰烬。
It turned into ashes within 100 meters.
在这座巨塔的顶部矗立着一尊巨大的海神波塞冬。
At the top of the giant tower, there stood a giant Poseidon.
也有说是太阳神赫利厄斯的青铜雕像。神像俯瞰着大海。
Some say that the bronze statue of the sea god Helios overlooks the sea.
仿佛在向过往的船只宣告。
As if to announce to passing ships.
这里是埃及。
Here is Egypt.
这里有文明。
There is civilization.
这里有守护。
There is protection.
在随后的一千多年时间里。
In the subsequent 1,000 years,
亚历山大灯塔经历了罗马人。
The Alexandria Lighthouse was built by the Romans.
阿拉伯人的更替统治。
Arab rule.
他像一个饱经沧桑的老人。
He looked like an old man who had seen a lot of things.
虽然伤痕累累。
Although scarred.
却始终屹立不倒。
However, it always stood firm.
公元七世纪
In the 7th century,
阿拉伯人征服埃及后
After the Arabs conquered Egypt,
被这座建筑的雄伟所震撼
Impressed by the grandeur of the building,
一位阿拉伯旅行家在游记中兴奋地写道
An Arab traveler excitedly wrote in his travelogue,
灯塔不仅是灯
Lighthouses are not just lights.
它是一座由天而降的白色巨山
It is a white giant mountain that came from the sky.
它的光芒甚至能让海里的鱼群为之让路
Its light can even make the fish in the sea give way. However,
灾难正在酝酿公元956年的一场大地震
The disaster is brewing in 956 AD. A major earthquake is coming.
首先
First,
震落了顶部的雕像和灯饰
The top of the statue and the chandelier fell.
虽然统治者进行了修复
Although the rulers have made repairs,
但此时的灯塔已经元气大伤
But at this time, the lighthouse was already seriously damaged.
到了公元1100年
By the year 1000 AD,
再次的地震
Another earthquake.
摧毁了八角形中的中层最致命的打击
Destroyed the most lethal attack in the octagon.
来自1303年和1323年的两次超级大地震
From the two major earthquakes in 1303 and 1323
这两场地震像一双巨手
These two earthquakes are like a pair of giant heads
将这座经历了十多个世纪风雨的巨人彻底拧碎
Completely crush this giant that has weathered over a dozen centuries.
据记载
According to records,
当著名旅行家伊本·白图泰在1349年再次来到这里时
When the famous traveler Ibn Battuta visited this place again in the 14th century,
他只能面对一堆巨大的废墟
He could only face a pile of huge ruins.
再也无法攀爬。灯塔倒下后
Once the lighthouse collapsed,
它的故事并没有结束。
His story is not over.
一百多年后
100 years later,
埃及马姆鲁克王朝的苏丹卡巴特来到这片废墟前。
A.I. Jaimar Muluki Wang Kao de Sudan Kar Bar T Lai Dao Ji Piren Fei Zu Kiren
为了抵御土耳其人的入侵
To resist the invasion of the Turks
他下达了一个令后世惋惜
He issued an order that would be regretted by posterity
却不得不做的决定清理废墟
However, the decision to clear the ruins had to be made.
利用这海量的现成的巨石。
Utilizing these vast quantities of readily available large stones.
在原址修建一座海防要塞。1480年。
Build a coastal defense fortress at the original site in 1480.
当最后一块来自灯塔的花岗石被嵌入城墙。
When the last piece of granite from the lighthouse was embedded in the wall.
这座曾守护了无数生命的奇迹。
This miracle, which once protected countless lives,
彻底化为了另一座冰冷的军事堡垒的一部分。
Completely transformed into another cold military fortress.
这座堡垒就是至今仍矗立在亚历山大港的。盖特贝城堡。
This fortress is the Gettysburg Castle, which still stands in Alexander Harbor.
我曾经专门去过那里，站在城堡的墙上。
I once went there specifically to stand on the wall of the castle.
脚下踩着的正是古代世界七大奇迹之一的遗骸。
The ground beneath my feet was the remains of one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
此后的几百年时间
In the following centuries,
亚历山大灯塔沉入了历史的迷雾
The Alexander Lighthouse has faded into the mists of history.
一度被西方学者质疑为是传说
Once questioned by Western scholars as a legend.
一直到1994年
Until 1994,
一支考古队在法罗斯港附近的海底
An archaeological team discovered a shipwreck near the port of Faro
有了惊人的发现
With a surprising discovery
成堆的巨型石柱
Piles of giant pillars
雕像
Statues
残骸以及托勒密时期的斯芬克斯
The wreckage and the Sphinx of the Ptolemaic period.
像这些沉睡在水下千年的遗迹。
Like these ancient ruins that have been submerged underwater for thousands of years.
终于证实了灯塔并非神话。
Finally confirmed that lighthouses are not myths.
而是真实存在过的人间奇迹。
Instead, it was a miracle that had actually happened in the world.
如今
Nowadays,
埃及政府计划在灯塔旧址修建一座水下博物馆。
The Egyptian government plans to build an underwater museum at the site of the lighthouse.
让潜水者能亲眼目睹这些2000年前的巨石。站在今天的视角回望，亚历山大灯塔的毁灭似乎是一种必然。
Allowing divers to witness these 2,000-year-old stones standing in today's perspective, looking back at the destruction of the Alexandria lighthouse seems like a natural thing.
在那个没有钢筋混凝土
In that era without steel and concrete,
没有抗震计算的年代
Before the advent of seismic calculation
再雄伟的建筑终究敌不过地壳的运动和时间的侵蚀
Even the most magnificent buildings eventually succumb to the forces of nature and the passage of time
但我们要问
But we should ask
一座建筑的价值仅仅在于它的物理存在吗
Does the value of a building only lie in its physical existence?
答案是否定的。
The answer is no.
亚历山大灯塔虽然已经化为海床上的碎石。
The Alexander Lighthouse, although now a pile of rubble on the seabed,
或者砌入了城堡的城墙。
Or the walls of the castle,
但它从未真正死去。
But it never truly died.
我们现在使用的法语灯塔的单词
But the French words we are currently using for the lighthouse
西班牙语灯塔的单词皆源于法罗斯这座灯塔的名字
The words for lighthouses in Spanish all come from the name of the lighthouse in Faro.
它成为了后世所有灯塔的祖先。
It became the ancestor of all lighthouses in the future.
人类建造了无数的奇迹。
Humans have built countless wonders.
以为能战胜大海与时间。
To think that one could overcome the sea and time.
但最终往往只能臣服于自然。
But ultimately, they can only submit to nature.
然而
However,
那种为了守护同类
That's for protecting their kind.
为了让黑暗不再吞噬生命而燃烧自己的精神。
In order to prevent darkness from consuming life, I will burn my spirit.
远比135米的高度
Much higher than 135 meters.
更令人敬畏
More awe-inspiring.
那座沉入海底的灯塔
The lighthouse that sank into the sea.
就像人类文明的一个隐喻
Like a metaphor for human civilization,
即使光芒终将熄灭
even if the light will eventually extinguish,
即使身躯终将化为尘土
even if my body will eventually turn to dust,
但它曾照亮过的那片海
of the sea that it once illuminated,
曾指引过的那些船将永远航行在历史的长河中
The ships that have been guided will forever sail in the river of history, huh?